Okay, we're going then.
First day of the day.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody here out to the Moapa Town Advisory Board meeting for June 27th. I am Ryan Udall. I am the chair. Introduce the rest of the board.
Lynn Wren.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Bob Lyman.
James Redondo, Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
Robert Shakespeare, SMWA.
Come on, introduce yourself.
Dr. Lyman, private citizen.
Beautiful. All accounted for.
All right. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll have an invocation. I'd like to see if Bob Lyman would offer that for us.
Our dear Father in Heaven, our thanks for saying you can look at me together, the town board and the Moapa community, and we're thankful for the opportunity to have to serve our community members and to be a part of the community here. We're thankful for our community and for the friendships we have here. Help us to be guided by the Spirit and help us do the things which are pleasing unto thee and to guide the workings of our community. And help us to be mindful of those around us and serve where we can. And bless those that are struggling at this time, that they might have their blessings shared with them. We say his name, the Son of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Would you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Speed prayer and speed pledge of allegiance.
Okay, we'll just go down the row here. We have any public comment at this time?
Well, Mr. Chair, as I've tried to stress at all of my town board meetings, this is only for items, meaning planning and zoning items. So
yeah. Don't worry,
we don't
about
have
it.
Any. It's
yep.
Irrelevant.
Okay.
You got your minutes. Mr. Chair, was everybody here for the February 28th? Who was here? Okay, so you can't vote if you weren't here, that's all.
Yeah. I think did everybody here was here? I can't even remember.
Three,
okay, so yeah, because Tim wasn't here.
It's on the minutes. He's here.
Yeah.
That's helpful. Was everybody good with the
Ryan was here. Tim and I were excused. Jamie was here. And Tom was here. So.
Perfect.
Okay, so approved minutes for the February 28th.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. And then we'll approval of our agenda for tonight's meeting, June 27th.
I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. Informational items, we have none. Planning and zoning, we have none. General business, none. And we might have comments by the general public. Is it just open comments?
Sure is.
Okay. Robert, do you have anything for us from the Water Authority?
How's the water flowing? Good.
Still going downstream?
This was always when Ann would say she's cutting and killing. Is Ann still cutting and killing? Her boys? She called them her boys?
Her boys. I haven't seen them down there at all, have you guys? On the river at all? Taking camera action?
What?
They're still cutting down the entire
thing. Did you really?
What?
Okay. So they're holding the cameras back. Okay.
Is there any way to get them to do that below those new culverts you put in? BLM? Land and cut the tank and clear that wash out?
I'll tell you that since the designation of Gold Butte, the BLM recently met with Dennis Cederberg, the Director of Public Works, and was can you guys help with the roads, and can you help with this, and can you help with that? And Dennis Cederberg, this is hearsay, I want to go on the record, this is hearsay. Dennis Cederberg replied, gosh, you know, we've asked you a lot of times for little things, something like what you're talking about.
A little more room on the Henry Road.
Things, right, over the years, and you haven't been real responsive. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we're not going to help with this or we're not going to help with that, but I'm not sure that the meeting ended maybe as well as they expected, and I, for one, applaud Dennis, because there was something in Sandy Valley over a year that wasn't going to benefit the county. It was to benefit residents, and they just wouldn't... It's not that they wouldn't reply, but they wouldn't respond, I guess. They replied, but they wouldn't respond to...
One of the problems is because they are a federal agency.
Correct.
They're
sure.
bound by all the regulations, which are, you know...
Yep, stacks.
Stacks and yep. stacks of regulations. So for them to come and pull out one weed from over there would take probably 5 years at least worth of studies. You have to have an archaeological study. You have to have an endangered species study. You have to have a
check
flood
for
study.
Birds, check
you
for
have
tortoises,
to have
yeah.
yeah, and it's between 5 and 7 years of studies that have to be done before they can do anything. I am shocked that they did that along
I was just
going to
say,
Road.
In their defense, and of course, it does not hurt that your commissioner is literally friends with everybody at the state house and in Washington, and that's how that got done, because folks...
I mean, we asked for something along, you know, the same kind of thing. There used to be like a little path that you could ride your bikes on the highway, and when they redid the highway, that went away, and when we asked, they're like, well, you know, you're talking about this study and
the
NDOT study.
Though, or BLM? Who?
It was
state NDOT.
Because NDOT, we asked, I begged, can I get a bicycle lane?
But they're you know, they're bound by the same.
They
know.
Said they didn't have the money. Then I begged, can we please have an acceleration lane leaving 169? Oh, we don't have the money. And it bums me out because I drive it every day. And there's this giant swath of dirt on either side of the road that they're paving, and why do we have to come back? You're here now. Well, I don't understand why we couldn't do something. So I wasn't part of when they redid 168, but I can tell you the burning of the piles, that was years overdue. They should have done it when they cut it. But then the cleaning of the river and it was Mary Cloud and Mr. Chuck, who's no longer with us, Harper. And that was really a life safety danger issue with the water coming. So, you know, recreation isn't going to rise to the level of what them actually cleaning that overdue portion of the river out there and fixing the giant hole. I mean, it was 20 feet high that had been created by that flood of the I-15. So that happened without 5 years of studies, but it was more of a life of safety. So we can always ask, and I think your next agenda, Amelia has it, it's going to have, I don't know if it's budget, might be budget time again, capital, there's things coming up on your next agenda, so be prepared to.
Oh, and I was going to ask if we have any, because we discussed it, been a year, the end balance and our tax.
Right.
And Marilyn was like, yeah, we're going to do that, but if she can get like several projects, then she gets more bang for her buck. I just was wondering if anything was...
What did we say we were going to do with the ending balance?
Well,
did we?
One, we needed to know what the ending balance was, and then... There needs to be discussion. It's like, well, how much money do we have, and
right.
what can we do with
right,
it?
Right.
And then Marilyn thought that if she could get more than one project going at one time, we would get more bang for our buck. So I was just wondering
I know we talked about, we didn't get it on the agenda, or we didn't get it on the elections in time? The tax expired?
The tax expired in January 2016.
Right. There's another 10, then there's, of course, the
and then we have,
fuel tax.
But we have a second park tax
that pays for them.
Yeah, that pays for our rec people, and
right.
I don't know how long that
well,
goes.
I know
but the one that expired is the one that, you know, we've built things with.
Exactly.
And we had a, and I mean, I would love to have put that on.
Yeah,
it
needs to go back on as a ballot question if the community wants it. But I know that the path is being redone because it literally disappears from one spot to another. Gail Lindsay?
I mean, that was my suggestion that we would use the money. And we had someone from Parks and Rec suggest some of the surfaces that they use in Las Vegas at
right,
the parks
right.
for the walking path.
Yeah,
but it's like,
a spongy
you know,
thing.
What's how much money? Is that enough to do it? It's like, I was just throwing that out there. If we're going to be looking at other things to spend money on,
yeah.
throw that mix.
Okay. That was a far cry from your question. Now I even forget what you asked. Oh, about pulling. How bad is it? I mean, it can't be a Boy Scout project, or we can apply for another $500 grant, which I got to ask you guys where you are with that.
It could be a Boy Scout project,
okay.
but it still need to be a BLM to approve it.
Okay.
Unless it's a midnight raid by the Boy Scouts out
here. Girls Boy Scouts.
We can talk about it. Tell me, it's a beaver, right? Little beaver that has the headlamp on his head. Where are we with your sign and your $500 and your Boy Scouts?
I think
it's,
wasn't it $1,500?
Oh, I'm sorry. Stuff? Yeah. The neighborhood grants are $500, but you all did the, what grant did you do?
It's
letters.
Sally knows the name of that thing. Yeah.
And of course I do too. Outside agency grants, OAG. So, anything happened?
A little bit. So,
okay.
There was a call made today from a father to a son, because he's doing the Eagle Scout project.
Okay.
So we got to get the money spent, or we have to have a receipt for it. It needs to hurry up and get spent quick. So, we're getting with Dwayne this week.
Okay.
Oh, cool. And we're going to kind of. Get the materials ordered and
you know, and Sandy offered for you guys to go over and look through Max's like what he has over there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that offer's still good, if the stuff is still there.
I have to go take a peek at that.
Yeah. She said there was a lot of like stuff over there that might be usable.
So
it's not a fiscal thing, is it? Are you gonna lose it if you don't
It's just They have it, and they have to, you know, get rid of it. I don't know if it's fit.
Right.
It's not fiscal.
I'm gonna look into it tomorrow.
Yeah, they just need a receipt for it because it's just sitting there.
Who's that?
The conservation group that's cashing the check.
Okay. Okay.
Is that Lindsay Daly's huge?
Partners
of conservation.
And at one point they confused things because they wanted to do. Partners doing conservation. There's two of them, and they created one specifically for that. But that's not in the county system. PIC is in the county system, and to try and add them, the second one would have put us. So they stuck with PIC.
Okay.
All right. Well, just ring me if
okay.
if you get a pickle there. So all right. Sorry, I just wanted to double check on that sign.
Yeah, and so that Eagle Scout is. Getting the whip cracked on him to get that project done. If it doesn't happen with him, we'll just come together as a town and do it. But I think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Not to bring up any sore subjects, but obviously you're not putting the zoo on the sign anymore.
Oh.
So have you discussed what is going to go for sure on the sign?
We don't have 100%. It's not 100% yet.
Okay.
But I know the zoo's going to not be allowed to be on there, I guess. So.
It won't be a keep out sign,
if
you consider.
Uh-huh.
It won't be a keep out sign.
Oh, no, that's Boulder City, right?
Yeah.
I love Boulder City. I love them. Okay, that's it.
Okay, is it anything else?
Because I have something else to do.
Okay.
Okay, how well do you work with the water district here?
Las Vegas Valley Water District?
No, the Moapa Valley Water.
Moapa Joe Davis people?
Yeah.
Well?
Okay, they're not really following their traffic safety when they're working on new roads and things, especially out here.
Doing their own projects?
Yeah.
Okay.
And their barricades are a couple generations out of standards. And, you know, it's I'm not complaining about it in the way that what they're doing, but I'm afraid that if somebody gets hurt in one of their things,
yep,
a sharp attorney is just going to rip them apart.
Sure. Is it an OSHA thing, or?
And then I will be paying for it for years to come with water bills.
Sure.
And, you know, they need to get the standard barricading systems out of the uniform grimes,
right,
and follow
that's
them
online,
and get their equipment up to standard. And like we've got up here on Henry Road right now, they broke the water line right underneath the new pavement, so we're going to have a patch in this new pavement.
Oh, boy.
And they have an open dirt with some of their old cones around it at the end of the guardrail right now if you want to go look at it.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shock to come.
And it sends you almost over into the other lane.
It's like, and it's...
The lane line's only 8 feet wide.
People don't, I don't think, realize how many, how...
Yeah. You should look at
places on Henry. I mean, there are places on Henry Road where you're just behind a school bus, and the school bus disappears because of the geography.
Right.
That it. So it's like it was a shock to come over that hill, and all of a sudden there's a big hole and cones. I'm like,
oh my!
It's a foot out in the lane.
Yeah, most of us are smart enough to negotiate it, but.
But if there was an accident,
if somebody gets an accident, they're
there was
road.
A car coming the other
if
way.
There was
I'm
a
like,
car
oh my
the
gosh!
Way, it doesn't matter who's driving.
It was a shock.
I'm just trying to protect the community for future.
No doubt.
Well, we're kind of like moving away from, you know, that didn't matter 10 years ago or 15 years ago, but it's starting to matter because.
And I just don't know the good diplomatic way to bring that up to them, and I'm sure you're a better diplomat than I am.
Might be. Had a little more experience with
it. Yeah, because that pothole, or that patch is a pothole waiting to happen. We know the water district.
Yeah, the water district isn't known for following up on their patching, doing it to standard either. And
no, they did something in front of the community,
and,
the senior center.
Development Services does not come out and check things.
Right.
And, you know, they're limited on what their time and manpower are also, but I don't know if you know Jonathan or not.
Our brand new road there.
Robert Thompson's guy.
Oh, yeah.
apparently, we're just not even on the list for him to take care of out here, especially the encroachment permits. In fact, I don't even think the water district even pulls encroachment permits. They just do what they want.
They have a blanket.
Yeah, but they're still supposed to call in for inspection on their
sure
their patches and their backfill, and even if it is a blanket encroachment permit.
Yep.
And again, I'm not trying to pick on them. I'm just trying to.
That's fine.
I'm just trying to limit their liability because I'm a bill payer in their system.
Sure. Well, we've had enough already. Okay. I'm on it.
Okay.
How is 168 looking? Or, I mean, Henry Road.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We need another 20 feet of right away, but we'll have to be like.
That'll only take 15 more years.
Yeah. That guardrail's awfully close to the edge of asphalt.
I drove it a long time ago and thought, oh my God, these poor people. How are you driving this road? It was scary. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of room to work, and there were giant, heavy equipment and people.
This is the first time I've been out of my house in 3 weeks.
To not deal with it?
Yeah, it's like, I was going to ask you, how is it going into Overton? How's that construction?
Today was one of the nicest rides I've had. This morning, going to Vegas, 25 minutes.
So they're still, it's like.
Why are they doing it when they're not working on the whole lane.
I don't know. I mean, everything's painted, everything looked good. I don't know what they were doing today. And it was closer to I-15. But they still stopped me way down before the funeral home.
What they could do is with just a couple of flaggers in one little spot where they're working.
Yeah, right.
And if they close the whole thing and hold
and it was messing up because everybody's rude, right? Nobody drives nicely. So people are coming from Utah trying to go down. They've stopped them. They're backing up coming from Vegas. I need to make a left to get on the freeway to go to Vegas. Get out of my way. You can't go anywhere anyway. Yeah, it was cheesy this morning.
Mm-hmm. It's been that way.
You get trailers and pickup trucks and it's, wow. But, and listen, don't ask me because I lived there and I didn't vote for it. I was fine with the bumps. I think it slowed people down. Yeah. I feel bad for the animals, people who didn't know it was lumpy.
Some of those trucks that haul those heavy
air.
Trailers.
Yeah.
They don't.
Bumpy road sign.
They didn't sign up, so that fixed it.
Yeah, exactly. They needed to put flashing Las
and
Vegas
what's with all the there. What's with all that class that D50 riprap they put on the side of the hill? I mean, what in the world's that for? Does anybody have any clue? There's some drainage, but the...
I know, when I saw the stone, I thought that they were driving on it to clean the tires. I didn't know what they were doing, but it's shown up in several different spots.
Yeah, it's really tacky looking.
It's just erosion control.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, but on the side of the hill?
It's a little, hazardous.
Yeah, I could complain.
We need to not lose sight of the fact that we're thankful, though.
We are thankful.
The road was done, and...
Yeah. It's designed by an engineer who doesn't live here or have to use it.
Yeah. It's just funky looking. It doesn't fit anything. The stuff on the erosion on the drainage looks great.
Let's talk about. I mean, we are going to be getting hit with more and more development.
Yeah.
It's like, why do we have to have lower standards then? I mean, why can't we make it pretty?
Exactly. Although I think those rocks would be cool blue and gold.
Oh, don't give any ideas there.
And see, and that is pretty's in the eye of the beholder, first of all. And
these key people are going to pay
our the money we have, it's not for pretty. You know, it's for
sustainable. No, I mean, but if we have developers coming in,
well,
like,
we
I think
fully
we should
intend to ask them
to you know,
horse trade, for sure. A town was famous for that. We need a splash pad. You want two more houses?
It's like you're going to put a wall around it. We'll make it pretty and landscape it.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little walking path or horse trail, something. And
Lynn, I can only give you the example of a company.
Like what they're doing in Mesquite. It's like the new Mesquite.
Yeah.
It's really pretty and it's...
But we ain't trying to
compete
be a pretty city. I don't even want block walls. That's not a
no,
liaison.
No, but
that's
I mean down the road, if that's what we're faced with, it's like when you go down to Logandale, when they've put in, you know, these communities, they put a wall. So you're, you know, there's a wall, there's a wall, there's a wall. And if we start having walls here,
you don't
like,
have to have walls. So there's a company, they own it, Canon Company. I don't even know what the deal with that is, if it's somebody's initials or whatever, but they wanted to build a bunch of houses up by the high school. The community came unglued, and Maryland is back in the community. And I'm pretty sure. I don't want to say. I want to tell you that they're going to back out, but I don't know 100%. But that was the first thing they said. You're not doing block walls. You're not. It was an absolute 100% Las Vegas development that they just wrote Mesas at Logandale on it. Do you know what I'm saying? It was the exact plan that you would do. It even had a little green space. It's Moapa Valley. You don't need a green space. The whole town is a green
space.
And you're not doing that. They're not doing it. So, look, you're on the board. You get to vote whatever developer brings you whatever you want to see. But I can tell you, for almost everybody in Moapa Valley, no.
Don't want it.
No block walls. Decorative, painted, flat. I don't care what you do to it. No.
How's Faraday coming along?
Yeah, no,
anybody? Well, I'm just, and then in Cowdy Springs.
Oh, good. Yes, perfect. Thank you for bringing that up. They should. I'm going to say you'll see them within the next 12 months. They're building. They just finished something on the other side of the freeway that they had to get done before they could start.
Retention.
A gravel, some kind of a pit, and they just finished it.
Yeah.
They were on the county's agenda not too long ago.
Who's are these self-performing in that pit? Is that their own pit, or are
yes,
they having
yes.
somebody come crush?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to say it's them.
Cool.
It's a big organization, and they're going. They're starting.
Good.
As far as Faraday, what's the other one? The car, the electric car.
Oh, that's Tesla stuff?
Tesla. No, not Tesla.
That's like more.
It's, there's Faraday Future, and then there's... Which one's in the tube? Oh, Hyperloop.
I've heard of that.
Hyperloop.
Oh, yeah.
It's the thing in the tube. It's, you know, it's just kind of sitting. You know, North Las Vegas has all their chips on those two companies, so that's to our benefit to a degree, but yeah, I haven't.
And I thought
no
I heard
cuttings.
Something internationally that, in like International Business Insider, that Faraday is like, they're not moving forward.
Well,
speaking of this area, how did they get approval from BLM to put on solar panels? Or we can't do anything for BLM.
Where's this?
The Apex area.
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
What is it, solar panels?
Yeah, it's a whole field of
the whole valley.
It's probably through North Las Vegas. North Las Vegas sucked up a lot of land out there through annexation, just like the city did.
Also, BLM just granted up the land there.
I don't think there's much BLM out there.
No, there may not be.
It's all.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's not Maryland's district, I don't pay much attention. I got my.
Well, there's BLM that was out there working on that Kerr McGee place out there.
Out toward Anderson?
That was almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anybody?
No, but you should have a meeting probably in the next, I'm going to say. Obviously, if you have an item, we're going to have a meeting, but...
Do you know, the email from Amelia, is it something about July 11th that there was a zoning? Do you know what that is?
Oh, might be. No.
Do you know what...
No.
It's like, how does that work? It's like, is it like intuition we're going to have a zoning item? It's like...
When someone comes to fill out an application at the county, they're given the timeline. And it's a big process. They got to meet with the planner. They got to fill out on the back. It's got all the mm-hmm. things that you have to do. And they give them, if you get your application in by such and such a date, your meeting will be July 11th.
So do we know what this application is?
Amelia might know.
Okay.
But you'll get it when you get everything. You know, she sends you all that, right? The backup and the...
Yeah, I just was wondering, she said there's plan for a meeting on the 11th, that there was a zoning item.
Okay.
But it's like,
all
so
right.
Do we
well,
know
I'll tell her if she knows, it would be nice to share that.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming that if they are projecting that there's going to be a zoning item, that there must be some kind of knowledge about what that zoning item might be.
Mm-hmm.
So do we need to just announce that then? July 11th is our next meeting?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, we'll...
Special call. Possible special call.
Yeah, possible special call for... Okay. Well, our next meeting then was going to be July 11th. And... Or a possible special call. And we are adjourned.
Okay, thank you.